The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Matt Dunn in for Randy Corcoran today. Yeah, Matt Dunn, the Backbone Radio guy. The Twitter feed is at Backbone Radio. And I host on Sundays from 4 to 7 p.m. right here. And yeah, Randy Corcoran and I tend to agree on like a lot of stuff, kind of simpatico. And so, yeah, if you like this program, you might enjoy Backbone Radio and vice versa and versa vice. At any rate, caller Charlene just now was talking about Nicki Minaj, the rapper. And I'm off to the phone lines in a second, but I just wanted to get one clip in from Tucker Carlson about this. Nicki Minaj, the African-American, maybe she's from Trinidad, African from Trinidad, was tweeting about, talking about how her cousin's friend in Trinidad had developed swollen testicles after taking the vaccine, and he was going to get married, and the wedding got called off by the bride-to-be because, I guess, I don't know, she didn't like the way things were going. And anyway, created this huge freak out on Twitter, and they locked her out of her account, it did Twitter, because you can't question stuff. And again, I am pro-vaccine, but I am anti-vaccine mandates. That's where I come down on that. This mandate stuff is no good, and it's just so telling that Biden keeps the border wide open, importing COVID into this country by the thousands every day, and there's no vaccine mandate for illegal immigrants in the country, but there is from Biden if you like work in a company in this country with more than 100 employees. You see what a racket all that is. Anyway, but it's the case of the testicles in Trinidad, and who ever thought I would be sitting here talking about testicles in Trinidad? I mean, I never would have thought this. I mean, this is like how you know we are near the end, late stage of the Republic. But Nicki Minaj ended up tweeting a Tucker Carlson video in which he was talking about these testicles in Trinidad, and then that's what freaked out Twitter, and it's like this whole thing. And I just say this, Nicki Minaj, the rapper, with 23 million followers on Twitter, is showing and exhibiting extreme courage in this scenario in which the outraged militant left is coming down on her like a ton of bricks. You know, if you're African-American, you can't say anything against the leftist narrative or they come after you or you ain't black, right? Joe Biden, that's what he told that African-American reporter, Charlemagne. They seems like the left, they do not respect African-Americans. What's the deal with this, folks? Meanwhile, President Trump grew the party with African-Americans tremendously, and also Hispanics go down the list. But the left, they are such intolerant people, the ones with the coexist bumper stickers on their vehicles, right? On their, anyway, but just so you get one little flavor of this, and I guess we're talking about these things, but listen to this one real quick.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. Who knew, who could have guessed that rapper Nicki Minaj would turn out to be one of the bravest people in the United States? A couple of days ago, we would guess, most people who watch the show may not have heard of Nicki Minaj. And then she tweeted about the COVID vaccine. She didn't come out against the vaccines. She merely said that as an adult and an American, she should decide whether or not to take the vaccine. Pray about it, she said. Don't be bullied. Huh. Things blew up from there. No praying about it. You must submit to being bullied. Those are the new rules. Nicki Minaj wasn't aware of that, and she resisted, and she's still resisting. It's a long and interesting story that has implications for all of us, and Trace Gallagher has agreed tonight to frame it for us, to set it up, to tell us what's going on.
And so this is, I guess, Tucker Carlson on Friday night, his program. And I'll do one more clip on this, but it's just the craziest story. You know, the left never wants debate. They never want discussion. They just want to shut you down, and they want power for themselves, and they want to control you. And if you disagree with them, well, you're a complete reprobate. And you shouldn't be allowed to have a voice, and you shouldn't be allowed to exist and go away. And, yeah, that's their attitude. These coexist people, the very coexist people are the ones, the first ones to want to shut you down, folks. And you see a little courage from someone like Nicki Minaj, and it's contagious. I had that quote earlier. Pat Buchanan says, Courage is contagious. Defiance can lead to a recovery of will. Yeah. You see somebody who does something courageous and you're like, damn, let's get going. Remember that movie Dances with Wolves, Kevin Costner, the opening scenes? They're in a Civil War battle, and his troop, I believe he was on the side of the North, they're losing. They're getting pummeled badly by the Confederates, and Kevin Costner's character decides, ah, screw it, I'm just going to go after him. And he gets on his horse, and he starts riding back and forth across enemy lines. And then the enemies, they're shooting at him, and they can't get him. They keep missing. Like, the bullets keep missing. And then his own troops on his own team, who were all scared and freaked out before, then suddenly they get up and they're like, charge, let's do this, let's go. Look what Costner just did. Damn it, we can do this. And so they won the battle. At least that's a movie, you know what I mean? But one more bit on Nicki Minaj, then after the phone lines.
Here he is. Hey, Trace.
Hey, Tucker. The controversy stems from Nicki Minaj telling her fans she would only get the COVID vaccine once she did enough research, and she recommended her fans do the same. And here's the tweet most people focused on, quoting here, "My cousin in Trinidad won't get the vaccine because his friend got it and became impotent. His testicles became swollen. His friend was weeks away from getting married. Now the girl called off the wedding. So just pray on it and make sure you're comfortable with your decision, not bullied." Well, Tucker then talked about that tweet last night, and today, Nicki Minaj retweeted this clip. Watch.
It's Nicki Minaj's cousin's friend's testicles who are swollen from taking the vax. That's the claim. But it's not anything to do with the physical effect of the vaccine that makes our political class mad. It's the last part of Nicki Minaj's tweet that enrages them. The part where she says you should pray on it, make the decision yourself, like a free human being, and, quote, don't be bullied. So our media and public health officials didn't like this because they make their livings bullying people. So they couldn't let it stand.
Everywhere we go, we normal Americans are bullied by the left. We're bullied by the tech tyrants. We're bullied by the politicians. We're bullied by the voices everywhere. You ever get sick of being blooming bullied? Yeah, do you ever get sick of it? Especially when we're the majority. I get sick of it. I thought maybe we should devote this entire show to testicles, Trinidad testicles, but I don't know. Maybe we've done enough about testicles today. I don't know. What do you think, Geronimo? Should we keep going on this theme? Yeah, okay. Anyway, I say that, of course, tongue-in-cheek, you know. But I saw this little tweet that Carl Higbee on Twitter wrote this, quote, "A woman in the Whole Foods parking lot with a coexist sticker on the back got out of her car to tell me she hopes I die of COVID because I have a Trump sticker on my truck. Oh, the irony, party of tolerance." So this guy has a Trump sticker on his truck, and then they're at Whole Foods, Amazon, Bezos, Whole Foods, Whole Paycheck, some people call it. He's got a Trump sticker on, and she comes up and says, "I want you to die of COVID. Hey, Trump created the vaccine. Woman, lady, come on. Be nice, will you?" But see, the coexist people are delusional. They have this mindset that everybody needs to get along. But what really their mindset is that they're the ones with the answers. They're the ones who have the truth. And they're the ones that everybody else should be listening to. And that if you disagree with them, you need to be condemned to eternal damnation in the flames of hell. That's the actual coexist viewpoint. That's the actual bully viewpoint of the left. Do you understand that? Everybody in this world, basically everybody, thinks that they're right and everyone else is wrong. But these coexist people think that somehow they are uniquely so right. They are uniquely so close to the truth, and they have such good conscience about their access to the truth that everybody else needs to be shut down and be condemned to death in hell and torture and all kinds of things like that, grisly death. Do you see how this works? Those are the bullies, the people who on the one hand proclaim coexist, but then on the other want anybody who disagrees with them to burn in hell. We see this everywhere. That's what they're doing to Nicki Minaj. Yeah. They're coming after her. Anyway, I'll drop that there. But I made a little note on Twitter. Just like everyone else on the planet, the coexist people are convinced they alone are right. They manage to think this while presuming they are somehow different than everyone else. They are so uniquely right. But, of course, this is not the case except insofar as they add this extra delusion to their original delusion. Does that make sense? They start out with this delusion of the coexist thing, and then they add on another delusion to think that, yeah, they're the ones who are right, and everyone else basically can go to hell. Anyway, you see how deluded these people are, and that's what we are living with, and that's the left. That's the tyrants. You can't negotiate with them. You can't debate with them. You can't talk with them. You got to just follow them because they're the ones who want power. They want power. And when you get so obsessed, so uniquely obsessed with wanting personal power, that's how you start acting. You don't allow discussion and debate. You don't treat other people like adults. You treat other people like subjects, like servants, like slaves, frankly. And yeah, Nicki Minaj has got some interesting things to say about how she feels as an African-American woman to be treated the way she's being treated by the left and the thought police and the tech tyrants. Let's carry on to some phone action here. And I believe this is in order. Tammy in Aurora. Hello, Tammy. Welcome.
Hey, Matt. Really good Howdy. Show today.
Hey,
really
thanks good. For being here.
So my comment is kind of building on what you just talked about with the bullying, only this is really taking it up about 10 notches. Mm. And it isn't talked about that much, but I want to remind people that, you know, that we've got our leaders out here that are labeling us as domestic terrorists.
Yep.
And they have created the American Gulag up there in D.C.
Yep.
I mean, this is a page straight out of Hitler's playbook.
How is it a gulag? And by the way, I'll just say this. Biden leaves the border wide open in Texas and Arizona and all that. But they've put a wall around the White House. They built a whole big wall. They actually took one wall down and put another one up around the White House. How's that for priorities?
Huh. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, it's my understanding that there are a couple hundred, maybe more. It's really hard to know for sure because, you know, there's no way you can really verify this, of people that have been arrested from the January 6th day and have been put in jail
yep.
in D.C., and they are being held without any due process. Their constitutional right to a speedy trial is obviously, it's been 9 months, is not being, you know, afforded to them. And I've also heard some other stuff, which I, you know, again, can't verify.
Well, and the FBI won't release the 14,000 hours of video. And the person who was killed there was that American Air Force veteran young woman, the Patriot. They killed her. They won't. I guess they did finally. Ashley Babbitt. They won't. They did finally release the name of the cop that shot her. That whole thing was a setup and a fraud. And we've got into that on Backbone Radio multiple times. But yeah, they're in solitary confinement. These folks.
Well, and at the same time that that's happening, we've got the George Bushes of the world coming out on 9/11, and
yep.
they're making comments about the fact that we are the domestic terrorist, not Antifa, not anybody else out burning, looting, destroying, and even killing, but us.
Because
that should terrify everybody. And I'll tell you the way through this.
Well,
Matt,
real quick, it takes the cake. It takes the cake what George W. Bush said, because he lied about Iraq and he sent American heartland kids, sons and daughters, to go die in Iraq and Afghanistan, and a lot of it based on his own lies. And after he sent them to die in Iraq and Afghanistan and Iraq, he turns around and now calls those same people domestic terrorists from the same foul spirit as the Taliban. Yeah.
Mm. It's unacceptable.
Mm-hmm.
It's unacceptable, and it should terrify everyone.
Or
whether
just
kind of
tick us off. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you the way through this, too. It's civil disobedience. It is the only thing that has ever pushed back on a totalitarian government. And that's what we have right here.
Well,
so
that's the thing.
Thank you, Matt.
Oh, you bet, Tammy. And if the majority could realize that we are the majority, if we can communicate with one another, that's where the tech tyrants come in to prevent the communication, prevent the dialogue, and shut you down and deplatform you. But, you know, you do wonder if it's kind of heading in that direction in this country. Bummer. But here we are, and we're even talking about testicles in Trinidad.
I know.
I better stop talking about that before.
Ain't it a beautiful thing when people get red pilled and you get to see it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just great.
More red pill. A new Matrix movie is coming out, by the way, I think in December. So we need a good time for some more red pill action with Keanu Reeves and Neo and
I love it.
Trinity and the rest of them. Anyway, but Tammy, great points. And you've kind of summarized where we are right now. Bummer.
Carry on, sir.
You bet. Will do. Thank you, Tammy. And let's keep on chatting here. Let's bring, and somehow these buttons are just a little bit not working. Oh, there we go. I hit it on the other side. Is this Susan? Susan in Denver, welcome aboard.
Yeah, we're going to go back to the vaccine. I am an ex-military wife. Oh, I didn't want to say that. My kids.
An ex-wife?
And I'll tell you what, it just happened.
Not an ex-wife, but ex-military wife. Yeah,
and I'll tell you what, I had to pack my kids up every time we got orders overseas to get vaccines. And I'll tell you what, we were so proud of doing that. And the kids would cry and cry and cry, but now they're both soldiers. And so anyway, it just was a no-brainer. We went and got our vaccines to go overseas.
Yeah.
Okay. So I wanted to tell you that, but another thing I wanted to say, the Caduceus cross for the medical sign comes from the Old Testament in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And when Peter Boyle says he does not believe in Moses, that is when I need to shut him off.
Well, yeah, I guess, you know. Boy, a lot of people talking about Boyle's day, but yeah, you know, I mean, I guess you wouldn't say he's a man of faith. He's working his way through and in his own way. But
we'll get him cornered before he dies.
Well,
we will.
I know he gets a lot of caller input with helpful suggestions for him. But regarding, by the way, your vaccine commentary, smallpox, that vaccine is kind of a different ballgame than COVID for me, because the smallpox fatality rate is like 30%+. You know, you get smallpox, 30% chance of death. With COVID, it's just not in the same ballpark. And, you know, in my decision, I decided to get the vaccine. My wife was pregnant at the time, but I would have done it anyway. And I'm a dentist. I work in the healthcare profession. And I think, you know, that's just the right thing for me to do. But to mandate that for everybody else, especially when you have a wide open border and you're bringing COVID in all the time and you don't trust Fauci and the origins of the virus and they have never been straightforward with it. It's like a lot of atmosphere of distrust on this one. So I think the mandate is a bad move, and you're going to have healthcare worker shortages like you're seeing already in a hospital in Houston and a hospital in New York can't deliver babies. I guess they're planning on not being able to deliver babies because they've had so many people. The nurses just walk out and leave because they don't want to get the vaccine. And you're going to see some of this, folks.
We have family military people who had to leave the military because they would not get the vaccines that the military required. I was not going to get the COVID vaccine, but I'm in the mode to travel now, and I just don't want to mess with it. So I went and got it, and I got my first punch in my arm, and I was scared to death. It was a piece of cake. I'm going to get my other one in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
And I'm so old. Who cares?
Well, and that's right. See, you are an adult, Susan, and you just make your decisions on what you want to do. And in my opinion, that's the way it should be. We should be able to discuss this like adults in this country. And I tell you what, Susan, I'd keep going. I better carry on, but salute you for your involvement in the military service, and blessings to your family in the military, or at least formerly in the military. Thank you, Susan. All the best to you. Let's keep on. Okay. All right. Once again, with all due respect, hang on if you're on the phone lines. It's Matt Dunn. I'm in for Randy Corcoran, and onward we go. Matt Dunn in for Peter Boyles here. Yesterday was Constitution Day, September 17th, and that is a day of celebration, a day of pride. Let us feel founding pride, pride in our heritage. Let us be honoring the heroes of the Constitution, a good essay written over at the American Mind, a branch of the Claremont Institute, and the Constitution paved the way for the liberation of many millions in the United States and around the world from the shackles of poverty, despotism, and slavery. But unfortunately, powerful forces today are seeking to smear America's founding and founders. And our Constitution is the last best hope for America, the last best hope on earth, folks. But the people that want power find the Constitution a big obstacle to their power. And that's why we have a Constitution. That's why they wrote the Constitution. That's why James Madison knew exactly what he was doing. He understood the depravities of human nature and how that would never go away. So reverence for our Constitution is primal, ladies and gentlemen. Real quick, Randy Corcoran is helping sponsor a car show, the Shenango Car Show. It'll be tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 17450 East Long Avenue in Centennial. There's no charge to get in. There's going to be a lot of food, music, and fun. So like a car show, he's a car guy. And I used to be a car guy until I had all my four kids, and now I'm a minivan guy. And that's not a car. That's a minivan. And my self-respect is like has plummeted since I entered the minivan stage of life. But just kidding. I love it, and I love being dad. And yes, I'm off to a soccer field in just a little bit to referee a soccer game for my 7-year-old, who is my second youngest. And I like to think she's quite a great little soccer player, like all my kids are, except for my 6-month-old, who is still mostly just slobbering and crying all the time, and a little wild man ball of boy energy. Anyway, I was going to just quick note, and I just saw this Shem Horn over on Twitter just tweeted this. You know, the drone strike in Afghanistan that blew up 10 people and killed 7 kids and a U.S. aid worker. And Shem Horn says this. This is so perfect. Quote, "Our corrupt media was far more angry at President Trump for killing actual terrorists like Soleimani of Iran and al-Baghdadi than the media is at Joe Biden for killing a bunch of innocent children and claiming they were terrorists." Do you remember how mad the media was that President Trump droned actual terrorists like Soleimani, like al-Baghdadi? And where's the media outrage for Joe Biden and Milley and McKenzie blowing up like a 2-year-old kid and 7 kids? What a joke. What a rigged country. I'll be back for Backbone Radio tomorrow evening, and I'll get into the Durham indictment of Perkins Coie Democrat Hillary lawyer Michael Sussman, pulling one of the last plugs out from under the Russia hoax, okay? But that, again, the Russia hoax purveyors are nowhere to be found right now. And that means, where's Rachel Maddow right now? Where's Maggie Haberman right now from the New York Times? Where are these people? They seem to be like in hiding. They got Pulitzer Prizes for doing this Russia hoax. They climbed the ladder. They got promotions for doing the Russia hoax. Oh, but now guess what? It's all coming down. And Durham has been dormant for a while, and some people are saying this is kind of small potatoes, but there's potential for more to come out of this, and I'll do more detailed analysis of this pretty big deal. A Spygate little explosion here. A bottle rocket, at any rate. And so further undermining Russia. Again, remember Rachel Maddow, all those years on her program, here's what she said every day for 4 years after the 2016 election.
Russia. Russia, Vladimir Putin, Russia, 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 Russia hates Russia, 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 Putin, Russia's Russia, 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 Russian, 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 Russia.
Yeah, that was the media for 4 years, and none of it was true. It was a hoax. They used it to damage and undermine President Donald Trump, and now we're getting somewhere. And over at Backbone Radio, I've got it all covered. This particular Sussman thing boils down to the Alpha Bank hoax related to the Steele dossier. And again, Perkins Coie, Mark Elias, there's some folks, some powerful folks that are not far away from this Sussman guy on the indictment. So could there be more stuff to follow? And by the way, Perkins Coie has a nice branch office here in Denver. Do they not? Yeah. Law firm tied into Democrat politics. And Elias left the law firm. He's out on his own now, and I think we know why. And that's because Durham just indicted his good buddy, John Sussman. So we'll see what the grand jury in D.C. decides to do with Sussman Anyway, that's a big story, and I need to devote more time to it. But, boy, we've got other things a-brewing right now. And so let's go ahead and talk. Let's get in line in here and talk to Jim in Littleton. Hello, Jim. Welcome.
Good morning, Matt.
Welcome.
I'm listening to you today. I don't know. Do I listen to you tomorrow, too?
You sure can. From 4 to 7 p.m., I'll be back, like, fresh and tanned and ready for action.
Yeah, okay. So long as it's a different topic area, then I will. I wanted to just talk. You know, it's very hard right now to be upbeat as a person of faith, because there's so many things that are going against our faith. You know, abortion now is stealing, even when states do the right thing. Our government tries to do what's wrong. We have an illegal invasion. It's an invasion, what we're having going on.
Yeah, we are being invaded, and we've spent all these trillions of dollars in Iraq and Afghanistan while leaving our border wide open, except when Trump was in office. And it tells you about the America last priorities of our elites. Yeah, bad scene.
Yeah. And, you know, we have the vaccine mandate where what they're doing, I mean, the vaccine, I'm in medical. I got the vaccine. I think if you're in medical, you need to get the vaccine because you're with people that are immune compromised. That being said, what they're doing is not logical because of how they're implementing it. I believe actually this is why so many people are not getting the vaccine, because they see what the government's doing and it's not medical what they're doing. They're doing a willy-nilly, and, you know, people aren't stupid.
You know, well, and it's an atmosphere of mistrust that we are living in, and that is caused by the power-monger elites, by the ruling class, and by the mainstream media peddling their deep state propaganda like the Russia hoax. Yeah. We just can't trust them. And I, like you, am in healthcare. I'm in favor of the vaccine, but I'm not in favor of the mandates, and I'm in favor of everybody being an adult and deciding what they want to do. So,
right.
I think we agree on that.
I would just say that as a result, in order for you to continue forward without feeling very depressed, you need to turn to the Bible. You need to turn into your inner self. This is the only way you can come through. And you have to think, I think of analogies. We have to look at ourselves as such as the time of when Rome and the Christians were in Rome, at the time of Caligula, when to be a Christian meant you had to give up your life in order to do follow what you believe. At this time, we have, as Christians or people of faith, we have to look at our government as not following God. It is the Uniparty is anti-God, and we have to look at it that way, and we have to believe, we have to stand up.
I think that's a great point you're making, that faith has got to be a big part of this, and the faith is a great way to separate yourself from the corruption of the conceptual propaganda you're constantly bombarded with. And you can, via faith, you can maybe achieve a kind of selflessness that allows you to have the kind of courage, the kind of strength, the kind of, maybe I'd use the word backbone, to stand up to the lies of the age. And, you know, there's going to be dissidents, there's going to be martyrs, because the people on top are so ruthless in how they wield power that we are destined for some of that. But America is still a nation of faith. A majority of this population still believes in the Christian God. This is still a Christian country, maybe not as strong as it has been in the past, but make no mistake, this is still a nation of faith, and you compare that to Europe and basically any other Western civilization country, America still has it. And so, Jim, I think I salute you for the points you're making right now. And I'd keep going, but your voice is somehow coming in a little low on your cell phone, so I think we'll call it there. And I'll just say, but check back with us soon if you can, and stay close with us, Jim. And let's keep on chatting here. Let's go to Gary in Denver. Hello, Gary. Welcome.
Oh, hi, Matt. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Peter hasn't been doing talk shows for 40 years and getting great ratings by mistake. You know, he's doing something right.
He is. He's brilliant. He is an awesome radio host. No denying that from anyone.
Yeah.
He's taught me a few things, and I wish I was a better student.
I can tell. You know, his analogy is it's a lot like wrestling. You know, he's an agent provocateur, and he's very good at doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's part of the deal. Yeah.
Yeah. One of the things I have a prediction about the audit results that'll be revealed. I was an auditor for 30 years for one of the big four firms that specialize in audits.
Interesting, yeah.
Now, the cyber ninjas, if they're the organization that are going to review the results, what will happen is that they're going to review and say the election was stolen, it was significant enough to where it would have changed the outcome, not only in that state, but nationally, and therefore Joe Biden is an illegitimate. And what will happen once they make that disclosure or that report, then people will start questioning the independence of audit ninjas and also the techniques they use.
Oh, of course. They've already been doing that. And CNN and the media's already slandered the cyber ninjas. But it doesn't matter. I watched a hearing that the cyber ninjas gave, and I was impressed with them. They seem very methodical, calm, sober, non-flame-throwing, mellow accountant kind of people. And so I was impressed with them. But the Arizona Senate, they're constitutionally, they can choose who they want to come in and do an audit if they want to do an audit. So this is all a constitutional procedure, and people can complain about the cyber ninjas, and you know they will, especially depending on the result coming up. But that's all above board and the way it's supposed to be done constitutionally. So, and
you're
ahead.
You're right, but all I was doing was making a prediction, and I will. That's what's going to happen. And
of course,
we'll be. And nothing will change. We'll go on, and you know, there'll be other reasons to complain. The basic premise is, we don't like Joe Biden. Let's work our way backwards and highlight anything and everything that's negative.
Well, that's what they're going to say. Yeah.
And the same way that the Democrats did that when Trump was in office. It's just we've changed seats and it's the same procedure. Most of us who have a real life just laugh at it and we're amused by it, you know. So it's been an amusing program. It's been interesting to listen to, and I've got a few laughs out of it.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm honored by that, and hopefully laughing with, not at, but you never know. Anyway, Gary, yeah, we'll see how that plays. But one thing you have to say, Joe Biden has done such a crap bad job as president for all the reasons that I keep hounding about, like the Afghanistan debacle, the wide open border, the COVID mandate kind of thing, which is not popular. Go down the list, gas prices, inflation, economic mismanagement. He's screwing up foreign and domestic policy. So he's made himself more vulnerable, and he's already perceived as illegitimate by half the country. And so he's even weaker because he's done such a bad job. I mean, he starts out perceived as illegitimate, and then he goes around and screws up the place. And then you might have this audit come out that could have some interesting things to say. But my feeling is that I think they have engineered it in such a way that they might not be proving or showing that there was fraud down there. I mean, I really don't know. I think it's a coin toss. So we'll see. And I think that when I see that the guy that's actually inspecting the routers is this never-Trumper guy named, where's my note? I've got it here somewhere. Shadig is his name, John Shadig or something, that he, I don't think he's going to have much to say.
I saw that, Matt, and you're right. Just the same way the president of Audit Ninjas on the other side. And one other thing about inflation, the one perspective that's kind of interesting, certainly all of our 401ks and investments have gone up significantly to pay for a dollar per gallon more.
So you like the high gas prices, but for some reason Joe Biden does it, and he's trying to shoot it down, and he's begging OPEC to pump more oil, and he's like saying he's going to go after the bad people that are profiting off this oil stuff. So it's bad politics for Biden, say what you will. But anyway.
Yeah, I don't like high gas prices, but I do like the stock market's direction, which Trump always
well,
made.
Well, see, you're an upper class guy, but the working class people and your average middle classer, that's a regressive tax on the American worker and on the normal American family who has to pay out the bloomin' nose to buy a tank of gas. See, so I think you're looking at it through the upper class lens. And that's one thing that Trump had his eye on always was the American middle and working classes. But Joe Biden, the Democrats, do not. And that's why he is so damn unpopular in part. Anyway, but Gary, thank you very much. Good points. And I'm glad we could amuse you today. And tell you what, break time. One more break. Yeah. And then hang on. We'll talk to everybody when we come back after this. Matt Dunn in for Randy Corporan. Welcome back. Yeah, final segment here of the Randy Corporan Show, Matt Dunn guest hosting. And I'll just say this. I mean, one of the things, it just looks so bleak and so dreary and so dark out there politically. You just can't see a way out. But that's when, you know, you just find a way through and you just somehow, you know, keep on going. And think about, you know, it's looked awfully dark and awfully bleak a lot in the political history of this country. And we've been through a lot of this. And I don't know. Something just says we're going to find a way through, but just stay involved, stay engaged. And I'll tell you what, full lines every single minute of this entire show. This is supposed to be the political off season, and people are fired up. People are wound up. We are paying attention, and good things are happening, folks. We're not going to just like let this country be taken from us, stolen from us. Not going to let it happen, all right? And that's our job, and we got to get the rhinos out. That's going to be a big part of it. And Anthony Gonzalez in Ohio, the rhino, voted for the Trump impeachment. He just quit. Because Trump endorsed his opponent, Max Miller, in the primary, and he quit. The rhinos are going down. One down, nine to go. Liz Cheney, I can't wait to watch her go down in flames. Maybe she even doesn't decide to run. We'll see. All right. Now, let's going to have to talk fast because the show's ending is coming up here. But Brian in Arvada, hello, Brian. Quickish point today from you.
Yeah, thanks for everything you do. But, Matt, what I'm... Correct me if I'm wrong. So all these Afghanis that came over here, the ones that got through the gate were basically the Taliban were the ones that let them through. So they were the ones who decided to got through. So we had over 100,000. Hardly any of these people have any paperwork. We got 900 going to Thornton. Now, you tell me that ain't our recipe for maybe a little bit of a disaster we're going to be facing here coming up?
Interesting. Biden administration didn't do any vetting. They brought out... they say 68,000 people out of Afghanistan and only like 5,000 Americans. So that's like a pretty poor ratio, if you ask me. And they have no idea who's here. And apparently there's like measles outbreaks happening. So that's great, right?
Yeah, and not only that, but I'm worried about the terrorist aspect. We're basically,
yep,
we're injecting terrorists into this country, and they're going to put 900 of these people that are unvetted right there in North Wind. Now, some of them might be good, I don't know, but the problem is we don't know. So you don't think,
right?
Just like when Europe decided to do it, they got started getting hit with all sorts of bombs and terrorist attacks. You don't think that's going to happen here with over 100,000 of these people?
I think it's fair to ask. I think, you know, not knowing who's here, no vetting done, and suddenly they're all over America by the thousands. I think that that's just the old America last principle of our ruling class. You invade the whole world, and then you invite them right back in here. Not a recipe for keeping a nation afloat for long. I keep going, Brian, but thank you for bringing that up. Yeah, 900 in Thornton. Interesting. I heard that Colorado is one of the top four relocation places for Afghan refugees. We got to keep going fast here. Mike in Castle Rock, welcome, Mike.
Dr. Dunn, I have a hopeful note for you. I managed to get my hands on ballots through open record requests from Summit County and Adams County and Broomfield County. And some groups also made requests from Jefferson County, and they actually wanted $11,000. And City and County of Denver wants $110,000 to give what's supposed to be an open record. And as I've looked into this over many months now, this has kind of become a big project for me. I've also found out about Dominion voting machines. There are only two counties in all of Colorado that don't use Dominion voting machines, Douglas and Teller. And what I found out is one of them uses clear ballot. The code base, the way the code is written to tabulate ballots for clear ballot, it's 3% the size of Dominion's code base. So
fascinating. I'll tell you what, I would keep going on this if I could, but we are just about out of time. But it sounds like I salute you for doing the digging that you are doing. I don't have time to add much color commentary there, but very interesting, Mike. And keep on digging, man. That's pushing things in the right direction. Let's get more info. We need more info because we're not in a high-trust environment anymore in this country, and for good reason. We can't be in that environment anymore because they haven't earned it. Anyway, thank you, Mike. And let's say hello to Willie in Arvada. Willie, let's see. There we go. Willie, welcome.
Willie, is this me?
Yeah. Are you Willie?
I'm not sure.
Okay, well.
I just wanted to compliment your – is that your cousin Claire? She's in Memphis playing music?
Nashville. Yeah, yeah. Claire Dunn is a big, popular, amazing country singer with an incredible voice. She writes her own songs, and I play her music a lot over at Backbone Radio on Sundays. And, yeah, super talent. I'm glad someone in my family has talent, so it's kind of nice.
Wow. What instruments does she play?
Well, guitar. I mean, she's an ace on the guitar.
Really?
Yeah. And you can see her videos on country music television and all that. She's had a few top 10 hits and all that. She's still a young gal, so I'm waiting for her to get a number one before too long.
Oh, man, she is awesome.
Hey, right, and she's a good Colorado gal, so good Colorado family.
Is.
Yeah, and I used to work for her dad, my uncle. At any rate... Anyway, right on, Willie. Hey, yeah, so we're out of time. I'd keep going if I could, but man, that's awesome. You know, Claire Dunn, thank you so much on that. And Susan, we're walking out together to the end of the show. Quick point, 15 seconds.
I'm here.
Okay, looks like we're not going to quite get that in. But Susan, thank you for checking in. I am so glad that we could go out together. And anyway... Tell you what, it's Matt Dunn. Is this the heartbreak coming up in 10 seconds? Okay, all right, I guess we're done. Hey, Matt Dunn here. I'll be back next Saturday to do the Randy Corporan Show from 9 to 12, and I'll be in tomorrow, Sunday, 4 to 7 p.m., Backbone Radio. Thanks to all!
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.